I'm Reverend Crystal Muldrow. Delighted to see you all here. Ms. Peggy, may I ask a favor of you? Can you give me a bulletin, pretty please? So today is the last day that we're going to be speaking on a wonderful and relevant topic, which is letting go. Thank you so, so very much. And so I know that letting go isn't the happiest topic for most of us. I mean, we have the sense of fear every time the subject is letting go. And the first response is, letting go of what? What do you want me to let go of, right? I mean, I had the whole same feelings. And so this talk is the art of letting go. Because in many ways, it is an art form. It is a practice, a being able to easily and effortlessly let go. And so it's all right that we have this want to possess. Really, that's what the issue is here, is that we have this, and not letting go is because we've trained to possess something or someone. My example is right there. Reverend Roger, may I use you, please? You took it. There is a process where we can go, Reverend Roger, I love you. We love you. You can never, ever, 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 never leave us because you're so talented. Your art, your music. Love you, Roger.
I love you, Reverend Roger.
Okay, so the difference from that in that, Roger, I love you. I just love you. Because you are so talented, such a beautiful man, and so giving. I wish the world for you, whatever that looks like. Thank you. And thank you for always being the example.
That felt less like being under the bus. So.
So did you guys hear that? Reverend Rogers said that felt a lot like being under the bus.
That felt less like being under the bus.
Yeah, the second one felt like, oh, you mean my example felt like. I'll have to practice not putting you under the bus. Thank you. I'll be more loving. But did you see the differences in the two examples of love? And we do that not only with people, that first level of, oh, googly, goggly, ooh, I love you so much. I gotta have you. I can't lose you. We do it with people. We do it with things. And I get it. I do it as well. We are trained to do it. You know, our lives are trained to what? Get the possessions and keep the possessions. Our minds are trained to get them, keep them, hold on to them with your dear life. And I give to you that letting go is a matter of not just denying yourself of something in the Buddhist frame and the Buddhist component. Most of the time we think of letting go as sacrifice. We have to sacrifice these possessions. And it really is, it is a sacrifice of the ownership of the possessing of something. The letting go isn't necessarily of not having anything, not having love, not having this. It is actually, in a paradox, a matter of loving more abundantly. And it isn't the loving, the first type of loving, which we have all been trained to do. Achieve it, get it, keep it all nice and fuzzy and warm, take care of it so that you can hold on to it for dear life. And God forbid if anything happens to you, what happens? That is when the sorrow, that is when the suffering comes about. The true letting go is actually knowing and understanding that nothing anywhere, no one or nothing is ever really ours. The art of letting go is never having held on to something at all. No possessions, no person, no thing. There's a wonderful Mohawk Indian wisdom. It's remember that your children are not your own, but are lent to you by the Creator. I give to you that it's not only our children. It is your beloved, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. It is your neighbor. It is that car that you saved up so hard for and you bought your very pretty car. It is those aspects. It's your home. It's everything. Because the reality is that nothing is really and truly ours. Why? Because it is all one in God. They are all God's possessions. Yet, even though that they are not our property, they are in our custody temporarily. And when they are in our custody temporarily, we are there to love them up. There's a wonderful quote, and I shared it in a meme, I don't know, a couple weeks ago in Facebook, and it's by Norveen Vest in the book Friend of the Soul. Because this is all of God, this is the manner of which we should be loving. It says, let everything you touch be treated as if it was precious as the altar vessels. Whenever you handle any equipment or any person, be reverent. Be full of care with everything entrusted to you. Everything you touch or see, everyone for whom you have responsibility, is to be viewed as something cherished by God, and thus to be cherished by you. So let me make this clear that yes, we are talking about letting go. We are talking about forms of detachment. Letting go actually means that we are leaning forward, leaning in, diving in fully, completely. It isn't about removing ourselves from the love. It's actually giving ourselves more love, giving more love out without trying to possess it. And I understand the thought of loss. I've gone through my own loss. I've told you before how when I was in the corporate world, I was in advertising. I was restructured out. And I did everything that you're said not to do when you're restructured out or laid off. And in doing so, I was kicked out of my home. My home was, I couldn't pay the bills. So I lost my car. It was taken back. GM took it back. The bank took back the house. I was homeless for a time being. For 2 years, I lived, me and my four animals lived in one room where there was no heat, so the winter times were cold, and there was no air conditioning, so it was hot up there. And yet, I still stand in here saying that even though I understand what loss is, I understand because I still cry every time I think of the fact that after I left Michigan and went to this, I had to go to the seminary, and I could not take my beloved children with me, my four-legged animals. I remember saying to them, wherever I go, we go. And breaking that promise, and I know for some people, they're just animals. Why are you so upset? But they went with me everywhere. And my heart still breaks a little bit. So I get it. I get the possession component of it. And yet, I also find the cherish of knowing that all of my animals, rest in peace, for they're all dead now, fulfilled another purpose of love. That is the beauty of animals, isn't it? Especially of our pets. Unconditional love. Wherever they are, no matter how you're feeling, that's what they're giving up, unless they feel threatened. Yet, they are so forgiving that once they don't feel threatened by you anymore, what do? They kind of come in. They look at you. They're kind of like sniff you around. They're like, okay, I'll give you another chance. We talk about animals as such dirty things, but animals give us so many lessons. Our dogs and our cats. I don't think all of you know that we have a welcome dog here now. Her name is Blanca. If you come here during the week when Nina, our office administrator Nina is here, you will find Blanca. And the beauty of Blanca is that she is so sweet. She's really cute. She's a golden retriever. And she's so gentle that I've heard so many of our OA people in our 12 steps who are usually like, okay, I don't like dogs. And by the end, afterwards, Blanca has charmed them. They're like, oh, you're not bad. Second or third meeting, it's like, where's Blanca? Because it's unconditional love. And it's that kind of unconditional love because Blanca does like love coming back. But you know, it's all right if it doesn't come back. She just gives it freely. This is what I'm talking about, is us being able to give more, not restrict it, not possess it, but let it free, let it go out. And so the art of releasing and letting go is actually an art of never having held on to anything, because it is God's. I found it interesting that Sam House here, our beloved trustee, talked about the divine paradox. I've had people come to me, and maybe I'm getting it because this is not in my notes, someone saying, well, if we're all one and I'm God, doesn't that mean that that's my possession too? The divine paradox. But the reality is that we are all God's. We are all of God. Every single thing is the common denominator is that energy, whether it is moving so slow that we can sit on it without falling, or whether we are moving with the energy. It is all God, and we do not possess it. We have aspects of it that we are here to love and lift up. And in that loving and lifting up, we have the knowing that in this relative world, in this world of change, change is going to happen. And no matter how much we try not to have it change, no matter how much we try to hold on to it, that is not a reality. It is futile to continue to try to hold on to something that is going to change, that is going to leave us, that is going to die, that is going to walk out for their own freedom. That isn't what love is to hold on to it. Love is to let it go. Let it be nurtured. Let it be what it is and send it beautifully off. Love is when you're in that loving relationship, supporting them, lifting them up for who they are. And if they need to go someplace, say, baby, I love you. You do you. I will do me. And then when we come together, we will be. And that isn't just in romantic love. It is in platonic love. It is in agape. Agape in the loving of everything. And so the detachment is the detachment of possessing something and loving something so that it can grow, it can be free. And so when we talk about the art, I want you to remember to let go of the me and mine. That's what the letting go and letting God is all about. It's the letting go of the me and mine. I mean, I understand from infants, 2 and 3, mine, mine, no, mine. And we haven't let that go. I mean, really, I mean, we think they're so cute. Aren't they cute? They're a little annoying, but aren't they cute? Me and mine. Yeah, yours. And we don't teach the philosophy. Not all of us teach enough of the philosophy ours. When I grew up, I remember that. My mother taught me that. I was in a society of ours and sharing. Some way, somehow, I'm not quite sure what happened. As a society, and we blame capitalism. It isn't all capitalism. Somewhere, it was all about me and mine. Not anymore. Because, beloveds, and I just had a conversation with my teacher, my beloved Buddhist teacher. Since I was in Kansas, I had about a couple of hours with him as we reminisced, and then he broke my brain up again. God, I love that guy. And it was I remembered the first time I spoke with him, being a Unity minister already, and he talked about impermanence. When he told me about how, he's like, Bubbo, Everything's going to die. Your relationship right now is going to be over with. Everything is going to go away. Now, being a unity minister, I was appalled. I was like, I'm unity. We're here to talk about affirmations. We are denying the release of everything. We are affirming the good. I get it if you're kind of feeling that way yourself. And what it came to me, finally, after you drilled it into me, is that, you know, that's just a fact. It's not anything even bad. If nothing changed, we'd be stagnant and it would truly be dead. The fact that things are changing means forward motion. Sometimes it's backwards. Sometimes the river runs backward. But most of the time it's forward motion. Beloveds, thank God for change. Release and let that back stuff go. Release and let what you hope for the future go. And be here right now, trusting that God has something better for you. Trusting that God is good. I know we speak a good game every Sunday. Hopefully a lot of you every day talk about God is good. I'm all right with God. Until we have to give something up. And then it's like, God, what you doing? Okay, what's the problem here? You knew I liked this. So why are you taking it away? That is the divine paradox, is that not everything is meant to stay in this world. And when we finally figure that out, our lives will be so much better. Because here is the art of it, is that once we don't fear it leaving, we can enjoy it now. Let me say that again. Once we release our fear of it going, putting our energy, our emphasis of holding on to it, possessing it, and trusting that God's good is in the moment now, we can live in the moment. We can let go of those fears, let go of those possessions, and enjoy everything. Then we find that we have a capacity to love more. The capacity that no matter what is happening, no matter what anyone has done to you, you will see them as the beloved. You will see them as see them and touch them as caring. View them as cherished by God, which means that you will cherish them no matter what they are doing to you. You will forgive. You will love them up. Releasing the results, releasing the hurts, releasing anything, knowing that there's probably some growth there. You don't have to take it. I know we're trained to take it. Release it, let it go. But they said this about release and let it go. It's about them. But they did this, release, let it go. And I understand. I mean, I have had trauma in this church. I've had things said about me, and it's all right. Mistakes are made. If I were to hold on to that stuff, I would be a miserable so-and-so. And it taught me a lesson. You have to let it go. Perceptions are skewed sometimes. And when you just release, let go, and embrace love, and say, it doesn't matter anymore. What are we doing now? It doesn't matter anymore. How can we love now? I get that there was a love for the church that you were concerned. Okay, how can we love together? That is how we form relationships. Release and let go of all that old stuff, because it will only bring detriment to your life and to the life around you. And know and have faith that God is here in the midst. Now, I think you all know that I'm a rebellious sort. Okay, so Nicola is not only my prayer partner, but she's known me for a couple decades as we came from the same home church, so she might know me a little bit better. And you be quiet, Nicola. I've had my issues in listening to God. And this is what age has taught me. In my 20s, when I was rebellious and not, I was allowing everything to be bucked. I heard God, but it's like, nah, I can do it myself. And I always got slapped back. Eventually, because it's the law of the land that whatever you put out there, you get back. It isn't God smack, even though I will say sometimes, I don't ever say God is a 2x4. I say it's a 2x4 coming back to me. It's my own 2x4 coming back to me. God isn't hurting us or doing anything except giving us exactly what we want. God's detached from everything because in everything, God is good. Let me say that again. God is detached because for God, everything is good. There is no judgment. And God is their beloved. I wouldn't guide you that way, but I love you so much that I'll give you this opportunity to feel this. And then it's us up to our judgment to go, ooh, I didn't like that very much. Can I change? And God says, yes. Beloved, change is the ultimate piece of life. We need to learn to embrace that. Go with the flow. I give you a picture. Think of a babbling brook. You're kneeling at the side or something where there's water flowing. Now put your hand in it. Try to stop it. It's futile, isn't it? You can try desperately to try to stop something, or you can enjoy the flow of it going through your hands, the feel of the water, the connectivity. And if you feel the flow, then all of a sudden you want to flow with it, don't you? I say flow. Flow with the water. Don't be like so many of us humans who try to dam it up. They're interesting, and yes, I understand at some points in times a dam is worthwhile, but I can't tell you how many times a dam has broken because water will not be kept. How much a dam will be moved around or Mother Nature will do something because we cannot control Mother Earth, and like that, we cannot control love. We cannot possess it. So let it go. And in all things, embrace the power and in the love that letting go will give you. Because ultimately, the paradox is in letting go of everything, you will receive all. Because it's free flowing. Love coming out, love coming in without restrictions. Let us feel that for a little bit. We are so used to restricted love. How would it feel that it doesn't matter how someone receives your love? That is their issue. But how you give it is yours. Give it out freely. Now imagine that the person next to you, you don't have to imagine. Hopefully they're doing as I'm suggesting. They're giving out love freely. Person behind you, in front of you, are you feeling the love? Do you feel how the love is actually palpable? It's growing. Now, let's close the circle, and there's an infinite circle that's around. Receive it. Give it, receive it. That palpable love that you feel, open your hearts and say yes. Open yourself to it. Open yourself to it while still giving out. We can do both. We've got that power. And breathe into it, yes. And you can still do that as I close up. And I hope you're feeling it too in the YouTube. Even if this is recorded, hopefully you can feel the vibrations rising. Your own vibrations can be joined with us at any time. It feels so great in here. Can you imagine if what the Albany Peace Project actually came to fruition was? That all of us, the Albany, Capital Region, Schenectady, Detroit, all the region, prayed and felt this love. And we were pouring out all this love to one another and outside. Can you imagine how beyond the Capital Region that this love kind of filtered all the way around and people caught it and sent out more love? Can you imagine not just this part of our country, not just this little section of our nation, but it moves out into the rest of this country. It moves out to the whole continent. And it's coming back and it's going forth. That is detachment. You don't care where the love is flowing. It's just flowing. You don't care where the love is coming from. It's just coming, and it's good. So, beloveds, when anytime we say, let go, let God, this is what we're really talking about. Let God handle everything else because it loves everything. And let us fall into the fruition that wherever we place our love, it might not come back where we are hoping to. Let go of that. Just embrace the here and now where the love is coming from and say, yes, God. All right. And so with that, I invite you to open up your bulletins for our affirmation. And actually, it's an affirmation and denial. I'll read it to you while you're trying to get it together. Pull it out. I let go of all expectations. I am free to live the life I've dreamed. So let us say that together. I let go of all expectations. I am free to live the life I've dreamed. And beloveds, ultimately, the life we dreamed, we've all dreamed. So we don't have to possess it. Just say yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all of you. Amen.